You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. Meet their newest trading platform, Think or Swim Web. It has all the essential tools and strategies in a streamlined interface. No download necessary. Think or Swim Web. Trading streamlined. Visit tdameritrade.com/thinkorswimweb to get started.
Here's what you should know today. SpaceX launched and crashed its Starship Mars rocket Wednesday afternoon. This rocket was the fully assembled prototype that Elon Musk hopes will soon carry humans to the moon and eventually to Mars. The uncrewed test flight lasted just a few minutes. It flew to an altitude of 40,000 feet, roughly the cruising altitude of a commercial airliner, and performed what Musk has called a belly flop maneuver on its way back to Earth and exploded spectacularly near the landing pad. While the rocket made it only about a tenth of the way to space, it's still a major step toward a first orbital mission and a big win for Musk's interplanetary ambitions. Cyberpunk, the genre, not just the video game, is back. Altered Carbon and Westworld were hits, there's a new Matrix movie in the works, and Cyberpunk 2077 is poised to be the year's most successful and most hyped video game. For Mike Pondsmith, one of the genre's founding fathers, it all makes perfect sense. In the world of cyberpunk, technology has the ability to create miracles, people are struggling for power, the future is uncertain, and corporations have the power of gods. Sound familiar? We have a more cyberpunk world than ever before, Pondsmith says. Things have fallen apart. The upshot is that we have greater levels of uncertainty and more things are in play. And finally, the social shopping app Poshmark promises women the chance to spin gold out of secondhand threads. But the reality is there's a lot of spinning with little gold in return. Poshmark says 1 out of 5 U.S. sellers on the platform self-identifies as a full-time posher. Head to Wired.com to get a closer look at profit after expenses and the long hours put in to make a little cash. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.